Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about how narcissists test you, and they will definitely test you. And most of it happens in the beginning of the relationship. When a narcissist first sees you, they are studying you. They're studying your reaction to everything. They're studying the amount of attention you show them. And that gives, you know, the narcissist an idea of just how thirsty you are, okay? And this happens a lot. Like scammers, they could tell right away, you know, if you're constantly calling them, constantly texting them, they know right away they got a sucker on their hands, okay? So a narcissist is gonna test you. They're gonna test you, and how do they test you? By the amount of attention that you give that narcissist and the amount of the attention that the narcissist gives you, okay? So what does that mean exactly? That means that in the beginning of the relationship, if you're always calling the narcissist all the time or you get back to them right away, they know that you're eager, okay? They know the more eager you are to be around that person or talk to that person or see that person, the more the narcissist has more power and control, okay? Because they see you're into them. So the more you show them how much more you're into them, the more they feel like they got you, okay? And this is a narcissist's goal in the very beginning. Their game in the beginning is to hook you. This is why they do the love bombing. This is why the flattery is so over the top. And I always tell people, how can you tell if somebody's real or they're fake? By the amount of flattery they give you, okay? If it's over the top and it's unnatural and it's too good to be true, then 9 times out of 10 it is, you guys, all right? You have to ask yourself and say to yourself, why is this person so into me? What is it about me that they're so into me when they really don't even know me that well? So this is why I tell you, you've got to look at your situation and look at their situation. How are they living? Are they struggling from, you know, paycheck to paycheck or dime to dime? Do they not have a place to live? And they see you have a nice home or you have a lot going for you. You know, of course they're going to be laying on the love bombing because they see that you have something to offer them. So, you know, the stronger the love bombing, the more, you know, lovey-dovey they are to you, the more you know they need you, okay? And this is what people don't realize. What they're not looking at is they're not looking at the other person's situation, looking at how they're living. The other thing that you've got to ask yourself is this: what do they want from me? This is the one thing that you always have to, you know, figure out when you're dealing with like a narcissist. What is it that they got from me? Or what is it that they want from me? You know, do they just want me, you know, to put me on the shelf and they want attention, somebody to talk to during the week? You know, I'm a filler in, you know, I'm a backup plan. Or are they after me because they have a business plan? They want to invest money with me. Okay, they keep bringing up about money and everything like that. And that's a big one in how a narcissist is going to test you. Like a narcissist, you know, who's looking for something big, like to live in a big home or have a nice car, they're going to be talking about those things. They may even send you pictures of beautiful homes and be like, what do you think of that? That would be nice to live in someday or something like that. And everything about them is about money, the better things in life. And they're really not getting to know you or worried about, you know, just spending quality time and like, what do you like to do and stuff like that. They're talking about materialistic things. This is how a narcissist tests you to see where your head is at, okay? The other way that narcissists test you when you're dating them is they don't usually come out and ask you directly for something, okay? They, like I said in my prior podcast, they do it in an indirect type of manner. If you're dealing with a covert narcissist, they play the pity routine. Oh, poor me. You know, I don't know what I'm going to do. you know, I didn't get my job, I may lose my job, or I'm not making that much money now, or I'm in between jobs. There's always a sob story with a covert narcissist. And what they're going to do is they're going to see how receptive you are to that. If you say something like, well, don't worry about it, I got you, I'll help you out if you need help. So you may not realize it, but they are testing you to see what your response is to that sob story. They also may be direct with it too and say something to you like, let's say you have something valuable and they could be, you know, have a single parent or something and they're going to use their kid or something and say something to you, the fact of something like this. They may say, well, you know, would you ever sell that to help me out? Would you ever sell that painting to help me and my daughter out or something like that? That is another way a narcissist will test you to see if you would, you know, sell something that you own that's valuable to help them out. But, you know, these are the narcissists that are after money. Narcissists will also test you. The narcissists that are after sex will test you by talking dirty to you. They'll bring up things. They'll talk about, oh, I really would love to give you a massage. Oh, it's a rainy day. I'd love to, you know, cuddle with you next to to you on the couch. Everything with a narcissist after sex is going to be about sex. They're going to do every little innuendo. They're going to bring up things about sex. They may even, you know, they may even try you and send you like a dirty meme or something like that to see what your response is. If you laugh about it or you go in on it and you say, oh, that's great. You know, I love to walk around naked or something like that. They're testing you to see how freaky you are. The freakier you are, the more that they know it's probably easier to get sex off you. So the point, you guys, in all this is to listen to what comes out of the narcissist's mouth. Whatever that narcissist is talking about is usually what that narcissist is after. Like, for instance, if they bring up something, they ask you, oh, you know, did your mother or father leave you something in their inheritance when they passed away? You know, anybody who asks any kind of question like that, you know that money's on the brain. They want to see, do you have money? But they're going to ask you in an indirect way, and they'll say something, you know, like, oh, well, you know, I'm just concerned, you know, I'd love to leave my kids something. That's something that I always wanted to do, was leave my kids something. I want to be sure that they have something. So they're trying to deflect and make it like they're looking out for their kids. But what they're really doing is fishing to see what your money situation is, okay? And they'll also do things like, oh, do you rent? Do you buy? How do you pay your bills? Oh, does that job pay well? These are all kind of indirect ways to feel out where you are financially, okay? Narcissists are snakes. So a narcissist after your money is very, very dangerous in the sense that the ones that are after money are going to be the ones that are the nicest. That's what you got to realize. The ones after money are really going to put the work in trying to manipulate you because they're after your money, all right? So they know they've got to hook you hook, line, and sinker and have you, you know, earn their trust, all right? They want you to earn their trust. So the thing is this, you guys, there will be little things that the narcissist says to test you. Now, more testing involved with the narcissist. Narcissists also, they start at the top and they crash down. In other words, they start at the top, you know, getting you on the phone, keeping you on the phone, being consistent with it, keeping you on the phone for hours, and then it starts to dwindle as time goes by, okay? And why is that? That's because, you know, now they're starting to see things they don't like about you, or maybe they realize it's not going to be so easy to get that supply off you. So they back off from you, and now they're busy with other supply. They're putting their attention elsewhere. So when the narcissist's attention starts to dwindle with you, they're either busy with somebody else, okay? So they're not putting their energy into you. That's why you're not getting the calls and texts, okay? or they're seeing things about you that they really don't like, okay? And narcissists always find fault in everybody. The longer you're with the narcissist, the more that narcissist is going to disdain you. That's why if you break up with a narcissist and you get back together with them, it's never going to be the same, okay? Because first of all, it's what you saw in the beginning was not really who they were, but also now that narcissist knows your flaws, okay? Or they see things that they didn't like about you, but they're coming back because they're trying to get something out of you. But in general, you're no longer the fantasy that they had in their head from the beginning when you were a blank slate and you were the shiny new toy, because now they've gotten to know you. And the longer a narcissist gets to know you, the more they're going to judge you and criticize you and not like you, okay? Because a lot of narcissists, and especially narcissists that lust after you in the beginning, they have you like built up in their heads that you're something that doesn't even exist in this world. They have you like fulfilling every fantasy, every dream in their head that you're going to be the one to fulfill their happiness. But that when they start to see things they don't like here or there because they're critical as fuck, all right, then, you know, they're no longer idolizing or looking at you as a fantasy anymore. Now they're bored or they see things they don't like. So they're going to be busy, you know, calling out and reaching out to other supply. It could be their exes. It could be other people that they're inboxing or talking to. And they're going to, you know, give you less and less attention. Now, the other thing, though, you got to keep in mind how a narcissist tests you is that once that narcissist knows that they have you hooked, all right, they know you like them. Now what the narcissist will do is they're going to pull back from you a little bit. They pull back from you a little bit for two reasons. One, because they're busy with somebody else because they got bored with you. Or two, because they want you to chase them. Now here's the next test. The narcissist is going to see if you're going to chase them. So what do they do? What's typical of these people to do? And this is typical of the covert narcissist. They withhold affection and they withhold validating and giving you attention. So you're sitting there and you don't feel like this person is giving you the attention that you used to get. And you're like, what the hell happened here? They were so into me like a week ago. And today it seems like they could take or leave seeing me or being with me. They could care less. All right. And I always say when you get that feeling, that's usually because they have something else going on. They had something else going on. You just didn't know about it. And now their focus is somewhere else. So when the focus is not on you and you feel that cold drift, that's because the focus is somewhere else. They're talking or seeing somebody else. And that's why they're not giving you that attention. And see, this is why narcissists, you know, they're so predictable and they show their hand because it's very hard for them to juggle, you know, people and show them equal amount of attention and affection. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work for them to do that. So all that attention that you got in the beginning, now you're starting to feel like alone. You feel cold, a cold drift from this person. All right. And the other reason, like I said, is because they test you. Now, narcissists, in the beginning, they'll test you by ghosting you, all right? Some of them will ghost you. They don't necessarily do it deliberately. They just have other things going on. But after they ghost you, they come back and they give you, you know, excuses or bullshit excuses, shall I say. And they'll say something like, oh, I fell asleep. I didn't hear the phone ring. Or, you know, I had a bad Wi-Fi connection or, you know, oh, I just needed to be alone. Okay. I just needed time for myself. They can't send a 2-minute fucking text to tell you that, but they could tell you, I needed time for myself. They tell you the next day. It's all bullshit. It's because they're with somebody else and that's why they're not getting back to you. All right. Or they're just not into you as much and they're backing away a little bit. They're backing away because they were never all into the relationship, okay? And this is what people don't get. I always tell them, the minute that you see the change up in the person is the minute that you know you're not dealing with a real one. Because somebody who's real and, you know, who's into you, they're not going to disappear on you. When somebody disappears on you, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. That's somebody that's showing you no respect. You know, like they could care less if they call you or text you or anything like that. But a lot of times narcissists do it because they have other things going on. And also, they do it because they don't value you. You are not important to the narcissist, so they don't value you, or they think you're a sucker that they could just, you know, give you a word salad or manipulate you the next day, and you're going to believe their nonsense. At this point, the narcissist feels they have you hooked, okay? When a narcissist ghosts you, at that point, they feel they have you hooked, okay? So they're not really worried about it because they feel you're going to be there and they can, you know, talk their way out of anything the next day. Or it's because they really don't really care about you because they have another supply they're more into, okay? So this is the way they do it. The other thing they do too is, you know, they'll play games with you and, you know, make you chase them. Like, let's say you text them and you see that they read it, but they're not responding. They know that you saw that they read it and they're deliberately not responding. This is their way, covert narcissist I'm talking about here. This is their way of testing you to see if you call them and say, hey, did you get that text? Why didn't you respond? Okay, they want to see how thirsty you are for them. All right. This is why you never chase the narcissist. The more you chase them, the more they're going to treat you like shit because now they know they got you. They got you. And people ask me all the time, well, will a narcissist chase you? A narcissist will only chase you if you have something they want or need. Okay. So you've got to have something that they really, really want in order for them to chase you, okay? Like a narcissist after money and you're a good supply, they're going to chase you. They're going to chase you till they feel they got you hooked. But if you really don't have much to offer the narcissist, they're going to breadcrumb you and put you on the shelf and just use you to fill in their week. They'll use you when they're at work and they're bored and they're trying to run out the clock. That's when you hear from the narcissist. But when the weekend comes, they're nowhere to be found, or they give you a bullshit excuse. Oh, I had to go to my mother's. I had to help her, you know, straighten out the house and everything like that. Or, you know, I fell in the parking lot. I was in the ER for 7 hours. These people, these clowns will come up with the most outlandish excuses in the world, you guys. All right. So, you know, if you start to see excuse after excuse after excuse, you're dealing with a clown narcissist, all right? So they test you in different ways, and how you respond is how they know whether they got you or not. So if you completely ignore the narcissist when they pull their games on you and they disappear and everything, that narcissist is going to come back at you and try to, you know, reel you back in. Now all of a sudden they're going to love bomb you again. They're going to tell you, oh, I really missed you. I'm sorry. I needed to find myself, but I really miss you. I really want to see you this weekend. Can we get together or something like that? You know, because they see that you're pulling away. The only time a narcissist won't care if you ignore them is if you really don't have anything that they want and that they're doing well out there, okay? So when people sit there and they talk about, well, what happens when you ignore the narcissist? Well, I always tell them it's not, you know, it's not black and white. It depends on what's going on in the narcissist's life. If the narcissist is doing well, they have other supply that they're happy with and they're busy with, they will care less they couldn't care less whether you are ignoring them or not. They figure, go ahead, who cares if you're ignoring me? I don't value you anyway because I got all this other supply, so I could give a shit less, all right? So they really wouldn't care. But if the narcissist needed you, all right, and was worried that they were going to lose you because you had something that they needed, then yeah, it would bother them and they would try to reel you back in, you know, with that lovey-dovey love bombing crap, telling you, oh, I miss you so much, you know, I got to see you and stuff. And then once they got you again and they know that you're hooked and you're sitting around waiting for them, then they know they could pull back and put their energy elsewhere. So it's a push-pull, push-pull. Once the narcissist knows they've got you, then their interest goes down, okay? And now they want something else. Why? Because these narcissists get bored with people. They need constant excitement. They need constant oxytocin filling their brains and making them feel special. This is what they want because they're so insecure. They feel so inferior. Subconsciously, they feel inferior. This is what it is, you guys. So this is why they need that ego boost of the other supply, okay? They get bored with one supply. It's not, you know, it's not enough ego petting for them. It's not enough validation for them to make them feel like they're a terrific person. They're special. This is what they want to feel, like they're special. They're terrific. They're so in demand. Everybody wants them. Why? Because they're so fucking insecure. That's what it is. So they will test you to see what kind of person you are. And here's the thing, you guys. If you have strong boundaries, that narcissist may not deal with you. If they could get supply elsewhere that's filling their needs, your strong boundaries won't do shit with that narcissist, all right? And another thing that I want to bring up as well, I just lost my thought, but the other thing that I wanted to bring up as well, narcissists will also test you too by breaking your boundaries, disappearing on you, not returning your calls and doing all these things. And you think by sitting there and, you know, telling them off or having an argument with them, you told that narcissist off, but you're still there. You're still there. So guess what? If you're still there and you don't have consequences to your boundaries, your word doesn't mean shit. This is why you can never take a narcissist back, because your word now means shit. They broke your boundaries and now you're letting them back in. So now they won't take you seriously. They figure you're just running your mouth. The fact that you took them back means that you have low boundaries. That shows a lack of respect for yourself, and the narcissist knows it, and they will run with it and feel like you're not going anywhere. So you've got to be willing to leave, because you're respecting yourself and not letting anybody walk all over you. You've got to love yourself more than love the narcissist, okay? Or you will get treated like garbage by the narcissist. So these are all ways that the narcissist tests you. And like I said, the narcissist will know what you're about by how much attention you give them, by what you say to them. Like if you keep going to the narcissist and you say, can we talk? Can we talk? Why are you cold? Can we talk? All right. First of all, you're making yourself look fucking desperate. Don't do that shit, you guys, all right? Stop begging people or begging the narcissist to, you know, be with you. If they don't want to be with you, goodbye, good luck, slam the door, and go find somebody else, okay? We don't chase, we replace, okay? And the last thing you want to do is go begging a narcissist why they're so cold. Why are you so cold? Why don't you want to be intimate? Well, we haven't had sex in so long. Why don't you call me as much? Do not do that. When you start to see that the narcissist is pulling away or not showing you that kind of attention, then you got to go do you, all right? You got to go do you and not worry about that narcissist and not let them back in. If you want to keep them around, now you know that you can't get serious with somebody like that. That is not somebody you're going to get serious with, because they're going to run cold on you. You don't want somebody that runs cold on you. You want somebody that respects you and shows you the same level of energy that you show them. But the last thing you do is go beg them or keep bringing it up to them. I mean, if you want to bring it up to them once because you want to try to communicate with the narcissist, you could try. But what you're showing that narcissist is that you're hungry for them and that you're begging them and everything like that. So then they're going to feel like they got you. And what they'll do is they'll appease you. If you're dealing with a covert narcissist, they'll tell you, oh, I'm sorry, I've just been tired a lot, or I've been working a lot, okay? And then they'll show you a little bit more attention and affection, and then it will go cold again because they're going to repeat the same pattern of behavior because that's who they are. So all of that little talk that you did with them didn't help you, okay? You've got to look at who they are and say, can I deal with this? Or is this person not all in? And narcissists are not all in. They just are not all into one person. Even if they're married for years, those narcissists have other things going on and they get married to fulfill whatever image they're trying to fulfill and whatever other benefits. You know, narcissists get benefits out of getting married, whether it's financial, being on somebody's health plan, you know, have somebody cook for them, clean for them, do for them, you know, have somebody in-house for sex, all right? So they could be married, but I guarantee you they've got other things going on. There could be situationships, other people that they talk to, a whole other life on the outside. You know how many narcissists that have been married a long time are living a whole other life and their partner doesn't even know it? And eventually, as years go by, it could be 20, 30 years, and this happens to a lot of people, what's in the darkness comes to the light and they see, oh shit, you know, this person's been shady. All right. And that brings me to my other point, you guys, as well. If you ever find a narcissist cheated on you, understand this. That's not the first time they cheated on you. That's the first time you caught them. Okay. And I had a woman that dealt with somebody that, you know, realized that her husband was doing something shady. And I said to her, I said, he probably was doing this the whole time he was married to you, not just now. Okay, because that's his character. And when she looked into it, she said, yeah, you're probably right, because there were a lot of times he was disappearing and playing games and stuff. And I said, there, it's right there. This is the one time you caught him, but he was probably doing it the whole time. Why? Why did they do that? Because they can. If they feel they can get away with it, they will. And some of them don't even care about losing their family or losing their children. It's all about satisfying those pleasures, satisfying their instant gratification of whatever it is, sex or ego boosts, all right? They get a thrill out of that. They hate boredom. So these are all the ways that narcissists will try to test you: by not responding to your texts, by disappearing on you, by not returning your phone calls. And also they'll test you by how they talk to you. When a narcissist sits there and they start yelling and screaming at you and everything like that, they're gonna study your reaction. If you start crying, now they know that you're weak and they could get over on you. They're not gonna be sympathetic to you crying. Never cry in front of a narcissist. Never, 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 ever cry in front of a narcissist, all right? Because they're not gonna be sympathetic. It's just letting them know that they are gonna be able to get over on you and they're gonna look at you as weak, all right? So they'll test, like if a narcissist says to you, oh, you know, shut up, bitch, or something like that, you've got to check them. You've got to check them, and you've got to check them in the beginning, and you let them know, you ever talk to me like that, you and I will not be talking ever again, okay? You got to check these people when they are obnoxious and talk down to you like you're garbage. You got to let them know that they have no right to talk to you like that. And that narcissist is either not going to care, in which case you got to just throw them to the street, or they're going to know that they have to, you know, control themselves. But a narcissist never really can control themselves. They'll keep breaking your boundary. So you guys, this is how they test you to see how much you'll take, how much they can break your boundaries. And it's up to you to value yourself and say, you know what? Nobody's going to talk to me like that. Nobody's going to put me down and criticize me or do anything like that. Nobody's going to smear me behind my back and then I'm going to be close with them. Value yourself and who you are. You can't control what that narcissist does, but you can control whether you're going to keep them around in your life. Understand that. That's your, you know, way of respecting yourself, is to walk away from people that do that. And the narcissist will know by your reaction. So they'll test you and they'll see your reaction to things, and your reaction will tell them whether you're a doormat, whether you're weak, or whether you're a very strong person that they can't play with, okay? And it's better to be a strong person that they can't play with than to have a narcissist that stays around and steps all over you, okay? So I hope that helps you guys. If it does, hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast. And yes, I just want to bring this up because I had one person say to me, why do you got to keep saying okay all the time? Because I do, okay? And if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to the podcast. But that's just me, and I'm going to be who I am. And you should be listening to the content of the podcast and not worry so much about, you know, the little connecting words that are in there. So you guys, I just had to say that. I had a bunch of people like on my social media saying, we love the okay. We love the okay. This is just me. This is how I talk. And you know, if you have a problem with it, maybe I'm just not for you guys. If you don't like me saying okay all the time, don't know what to tell you. I'm just trying to help you, you know, beat the game and get above and not get used by anybody. So if you like this podcast, you guys, subscribe and please share it. And have a great day. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship, and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio. And you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.